Merjun Mishiva, Lesson 253. What is meditation? Many seekers work or even struggle regularly with their meditations, especially those who are just beginning. How does one know if he is really meditating or not? That's a question that a lot of people who meditate ask themselves. When you begin to know, having left the process of thinking, you are meditating at that point. When you sit down and think, you are beginning the process of meditation. For instance, if you read a metaphysical book, a deep book, and then sit quietly, breathe, and start pondering what you have been reading, well, you're not quite meditating. You're in a state called concentration. You're organizing the subject matter. When you begin to realize the interrelated aspects of what you have read, when you say to yourself, "That's right, that's right." When you get these inner flashes, the process of meditation has just begun. If you sustain this intensity, insights and knowledge will come from the inside of you. You begin to connect all of the inner flashes together like a string of beads. You become just one big inner flash. You know all of these new inner things. And one insight develops into another, into another, into another. Then you move into a deeper state called contemplation, where you feel these beautiful, blissful energies flow through the body as a result of your meditation. With discipline, control of awareness, you can go deeper and deeper into that. So, basically, meditation begins when you move out of the process of thinking. I look at the mind as a traveler looks at the world. Himalayan Academy students have traveled with me all over the world, in hundreds of cities, in dozens of countries, as we've set up ashrams here and there on our Inner Search Travel Study programs. Together we have gone in and in and in and in amid different types of environments. But the insight is always the same wherever we are. So, look at the mind as the traveler looks at the world. Just as you travel around the world, when you're in meditation, you travel in the mind. We have the big city called thought. We have another big city called emotion. There's yet another big city called fear, and another one nearby called worry. But we are not those cities. We are just the traveler. When we're in San Francisco, we are not San Francisco. When we're aware of worry, we are not worry. We are just the inner traveler who has become aware of the different areas of the mind. Of course, when we're aware in the thought area, we are not meditating. When we're in the intellectual area of the mind, we have to breathe more deeply, control the breath more, and move awareness out of the thought area of the mind into the next inner area, where we begin to know. Such an experience supersedes thinking, and that is where meditation starts. I'm sure that you have experienced that many, many times. Many people use meditation to become quieter, relaxed, or more concentrated. For them, that is the goal. And if that is the goal, that is what is attained. And it's attained quite easily. However, for the deeper philosophical student, the goal is different. It is the realization of the self in this life. Meditation is the conveyance of man's individual awareness toward that realization. Each one, according to his evolution, has his own particular goal. If he works at it, he fulfills that goal. For example, a musician playing the piano might be satisfied with being able to play simple, easy tunes to entertain himself and his friends. Yet another musician, more ambitious in the fine arts, might want to play Bach and Beethoven. He would really have to work hard at it. He would have to be that much more dedicated, give up that much of his emotional life, intellectual life, and put that much more time into it. So it is in meditation. Om Namah Shivaya.